Warning, Aliens Are Invading the School, by Dinah Caparucci.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To my grandmothers, Marjorie and Euvron, and Great Auntie Doff, with love and gratitude. Chapter 1. My name is Jordan, and my mate's name is Boy Dave, because his dad is Big Dave. To begin with, I should say that none of this was our fault. I would have thought that protecting the future of all humanity was a bit more important than they made it out to be. They being most of the teachers at school and our parents and also some other people. All I can say is that it wasn't at all like a film where we would have walked in a line out of the dust to some stirring music. If it had been a film, obviously two of us would have died while we were protecting the future of all humanity, and that would have been a fat, lazy one who showed he was quite brave in the end, and also a quite good-looking one who was bad and then became good just long enough to die a hero. Although we couldn't exactly have done it like that because there were only three of us. Somewhere out there in the universe, there may be a few aliens who were a bit impressed by our attempts, and this might help the future of all humanity in the long run. All I can say is that there were some members of humanity who didn't deserve to be saved, and I hope the aliens have made a note of who they were. Most of it was Ryan's idea. In the film, he would be the weird genius who no one listens to at first and then everyone has to beg him to help at the last minute. Boy Dave and I don't bother with him a little bit and just listen to him first time, which in this case might have been part of the problem. We were sitting in a boat we'd borrowed from outside the Black Horse pub. It was the